Resources Committee, the Judiciary Committee, last word, we had notice of possible reconsideration. Representative Miller, do you?
Chairman, I'd move reconsideration of House Bill 3470.
Any objection to Representative Miller's motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
I'd like to have an understanding from Representative Miller as to the purpose of reconsideration.
I have some amendments, Representative Clark, dealing with preemption that I would like to insert into the bill.
Okay. Mr. Chair, do you have, if reconsideration is made, do you have amendments that you're planning to propose?
Clark, if we have a preemption was the number one thing that I wanted to try to move into the bill. I have a number of other concerns still with the bill. However, I don't plan to try to pursue those unless there seems to be interest from the committee to do that. What I want to do is get the thing into full committee tomorrow at, I believe it's going to be up at 1 o'clock. If you have any concerns on the bill, we could do anything from move the concerns conceptually this morning or otherwise, or if we reconsider, we could form a small work group and come back at 5 or come back immediately after.
No,
whatever you want to do, if you have some things you want to move into the bill.
No. Mr. Chair, my interest is to move the bill and to move the bill this morning.
I don't plan to move any other motions or make any other amendments to the bill. I think the bill still has some
problems.
Okay. Well,
I understand all that. My comment is that as a courtesy to Representative Miller, if the only issue is going to be the motion that he's going to make with some preemption language, which motion I plan to vote against, if that is the only issue, then as a courtesy to my friend Representative Miller, I will not oppose reconsideration. If there's anything else on the agenda, any other motions to be made, anything else at all, then I'll oppose reconsideration. So I guess I want a commitment from the chair as to what's up.
I'll make a commitment that I don't plan to move any, make any of the motions. Obviously think there's some that need to be made, but maybe that's not going to be handled here. Representative Bryan.
Thank you. I would, in fact, look at some preemption language. I don't know what Representative Miller has in mind. However, I know there are other items we want to look at, too, and I think they should all be done at once. My understanding is there will be an opportunity to work the bill in ways and means, and, of course, that's also on the Senate side, but I think it should be worked perhaps in ways and means or something just to keep this. We've got to get this process moving. And I don't know if we want to start opening the door and working it twice, although my preference would be to work it here, but I think our time is getting to be a problem. I'd rather work it in ways and means. I think it is important to work it. Whatever we want to do in the area of preemption, do it before it hits the floor, because I think it's important to a lot of people. Oppose the reconsideration just because I think I'd rather do it downstairs.
Sure. So you have nothing that you're going to propose. Representative Bryan, you have nothing you're going to propose.
No.
Representative Miller, preemption is the only thing that you want to move at this point.
All I have.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with that understanding, I won't oppose reconsideration for that sole purpose.
We would note Representative Bryan's objection to the reconsideration motion for the record. Any other objections? Motion carries. Representative Miller, do you have something else?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I do. I apologize to learned counsel here. I just brought the amending language, which is currently being copied for the review of the committee. It is very similar to House Bill 2855 that was introduced in the 1985 session on preemption, which essentially says the state shall be the principal law to look for in the area of firearm use. And I think makes a great deal of sense, particularly in light of what we're attempting to do in 3470. So,
is there any other? We don't have the language yet, and I think we need to see it before we vote.
Right.
But
it's only one page, very short.
Any other discussion on the motion? Before
I'd
probably
we
see
like
the
to read it.
I think it'd be nice.
That's what I keep saying. It'd be nice to see it first. We did receive a copy of this bill this morning. I hope there's the sunset provision in here, which was a major concern of mine. But that's not going to be addressed.
I would say, Mr. Chairman, I commented last week that seemed to me that given all of the provisions in this bill, many of which will cause substantial problems on the House floor, in my view, language that could be added, such as is found here, may help cure some of the problems the members may have. And if there are those interested in securing passage of this measure, I think this is probably helpful. Won't necessarily guarantee success, but it's certainly helpful.
Representative Miller, now that we have your language before us, could you please describe the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I think the amendment is self-explanatory. I'm looking to Representative Miller as to whether he has a motion.
Well, I would move the amendments as before you in the A. Engrossed House Bill 2855 from the 85 session into House Bill 3470.
We added as an extra section.
Beginning on line 6, I assume.
Yes, that's fine, given my earlier position on policy statements, Council. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
I was tempted to use this one.
I would speak in favor of the motion. I think that preemption is something that currently is found in our Constitution and is also in case law interpreting the Constitution. Largely what we're doing is codifying existing law and putting this in. I know the committee on other matters in the past has expressed a desire to make the law rather than allowing the courts to make the law, and I think this is an action that would do that. And I think to reiterate Representative Miller's concern from the last meeting, this sort of language, having this in the statute, and if there were a few other corrections made, I might be inclined to support this bill despite my reservations on some of its provisions. Well, I think it's a good motion and a good amendment and would support it. Are there any other...
Just comment, if I might.
Representative Miller.
I must say I, too, have heard the discussion that suggests that this language is implied in the measure, and I guess that if it truly is, there wouldn't be any serious objection to actually putting it into the statute. So I guess we'll see.
Has everyone had a chance to read this preemption language?
Call the question.
Is there any objection to this language?
I'd like a chance to read it, please. I've been in the House Labor Committee dealing with workers' compensation. I have to shift gears for a moment here.
Mr. Chair, can I ask Representative Miller a clarification question?
Please, counsel.
As I am reading this, and granted this is my first reading as well, in cursory, this applies to ordinances that are acted, that are local ordinances that may be enacted or currently that may be enacted subsequent to the enactment of 3470, and does not affect current ordinances. Or is it your intent to void out current ordinances as well?
That would void out current ordinances.
Okay.
I believe you would find that in line 11.
Well, my confusion there is it says except if you read
if you read 9
and 11 together, it seems to say that all such future ordinances would be void, but that current ordinances would remain. At least that's my initial hit, but what I want to do is just clarify for the record what your intent is in terms of ordinances that currently exist.
Well, I would say, counsel, to the extent they don't conflict with this,
subsection
amendment
two,
as well as 3470, then they could be sustained. But in any other case, they wouldn't.
The words of Hans Lindy, look at the words.
Mr. Chairman?
Well, I also wanted an intent statement on the record. I think it's important.
Representative Mannix.
In this area.
Do we have any members
Representative Mannix.
Thank you. Any members of the working group who had helped put together this package of legislation who have any commentary on this preemption provision?
Mr. Chair, I've called the question. The entire reconsideration.
All right, thank you.
I might say that In having to cut the baby in half on this one, I'm going to have to go with Representative Clark because he was good enough to allow us to bring this motion to the table, and I think that I'm going to move the bill from here. If there's any discussion or comments on this, I certainly think it would be appropriate to make them at this time on the motion. Yes, please. I think if that's all right with Representative Clark, I'd
call for the question for a vote.
Would you allow Representative Bryan to make a comment?
Then it would be only fair to have Representative Mannix too, so let's do the question.
Would you allow Representative Mannix to make a comment?
I don't need to. I don't think I'm going to sway anybody's opinion by my commentary. Thank you.
It's his. Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bryan?
No.
Clark?
No.
Mannix?
No.
Miller?
Aye.
Chair Caldwell?
Aye. Motion fails. I would ask the committee if it would make any difference if the same motion were made with the taking out the language that talks about any such ordinances are void and inserting the language that I had in my preemption motion that I made at the last meeting saying that all current laws would not be affected. Would that make any difference to the committee or will we still have the same vote?
Mr. Chairman.
Doesn't look promising.
I'm just saying I don't think this is the place to start working it. That's all. I think, as I said, there's probably some preemption language that would work, as far as I'm concerned, and should be in. But
may I comment?
Representative Miller.
I don't want to sound too grandfatherly here, having been in this assembly somewhat longer than the rest of the members here. I will predict for you that this bill will not get better, either in ways and means or certainly when it's reviewed by the Senate. And if there is an opportunity to make this a decent bill, this is it. And I appreciate your confidence in the rest of the process, but I think you will be greatly disappointed.
Mr. Chair. Council, do we need another motion to move the bill to full committee, or is it moved to full committee? I would move the bill to full committee with a two-pass recommendation.
Clark moves House Bill 3470 to the full committee with a two-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? I would comment that I think that what I've been trying to express here, and I've had this expressed to me by I think all the members of the committee with respect to various sections of it, and certainly very strongly the majority of the committee, is if the speaker came forward with this bill and I guess more or less gave birth to this item, and I have a great deal of respect for our speaker, and I think she did some good work, but what came to this committee was a piece of garbage. And at this point, it's sort of a mutant, and I was hoping that we would have a chance to put two eyes and a nose on it before it left here. We haven't done that yet. That's one of my major concerns. Aside from the substantive provisions of the bill, which, if I thought all of them made sense at this point, and it was going to make sense to the district courts and to the public, I might be able to, for policy considerations and policy reasons, support the bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion? Representative Mannix.
As to the merits of the bill and the process of development of the bill, it's been my experience so far during this legislative session that one can take a bill and work it and mold it and develop it to the point that it's a good bill. We've had a number of bills come before the Judiciary Committee that required a lot of work to make them good bills. I stated last week that I think this is a good bill, and I didn't say that loosely. I think it's a compromise effort, but a lot of our good bills are compromise efforts. There's a lot of interests that are being balanced in this bill. If I had my own way on every section of this bill, the bill would be a little bit different, but I think every single member of this committee could say the same thing. The question is whether or not through the democratic process we've put together a package of legislation which is good and which is also passable. And contrary to the chairman's perception, I think that the committee process has worked pretty well, and this bill is better than it was originally. And those of us who have become experienced at carrying out plastic surgery on legislation would pronounce this one, and I'll include myself in this group, a good bill.
Thank you, Representative Max. I don't want to, I certainly think that this bill's evolution, the committee has been very good for it, and it's a much better bill than when it came here. That's why I think it's up to mutant status at this point. However, one of the difficulties the committee had along the way was finding quorums to work on the bill and finding hours and this type of thing. Given some more time, I think we could have perfected this item, even though we may have some philosophical disagreements with sections of it. I think everyone could have said this is a good piece of policy. I don't know if we're there. But
Mr. Chair, Representative Bryan is carrying a bill on the floor in a few minutes, so I would call the question.
Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
May?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Bryan?
Aye. No. Motion carries. Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd serve notice of a possible minority report on House Bill 3470.
Chair would also serve notice of a possible minority report on House Bill 3470.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, given the fact that this bill has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means according to House Rule 9.15, minority reports cannot be attached.
We're going to find out. We want to explore the possibility of
putting it on the record.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't gone yet in full.
Got to go full.
I think since the referral is from here to the full rather
putting
than
putting
the
minority report out now.
That's correct.
Correct, Council. Okay. Nice work, committee.
Yeah.